You know, there's a lot of uncertainty in the tax code. It keeps expiring every year to 2 years, and we really want more permanency. So we've been engaging, trying to get Congress to make our tax code more permanent and really representative of the 21st century needs that we have. You know, the House has already started working this year on tax reform. They voted to make permanent Section 179 small business expensing, as well as a conservation easement tax credit. And the Senate has taken a slightly different approach. They've decided to solicit comments and really look at a more comprehensive tax reform effort. So NCBA is engaging there. We're going to submit some comments here this week. We're going to focus on, you know, making Section 179 permanent at the 2014 levels, making sure that more businesses can take advantage of that. And we're also going to focus on bonus depreciation and making sure that cash accounting remains part of our tax code. And we're also going to focus on the 2032A special use valuation, the conservation easement tax credit, and making sure that the capital gains rates are lowered. And one big fight that we'll have on our hands this year is making sure that the 1031 like-kind exchanges are not eliminated. There's a big push right now to try to get rid of those, and that's an important section of the tax code we want to see left alone.
But Backus looks at the chances of tax reform actually happening yet this year.
Over the next few months, we're going to see a lot of talk about tax reform. Unfortunately, presidential silly season is already starting. We're starting to see more people announce candidacies. So I think if we don't see tax reform by this summer, it's going to be very tough to have anything through the rest of this Congress.
But he said NCBA will continue to work for tax reform for producers across the country.